Hello, everyone, and welcome to Not Quite Hollywood, episode 42, The Answer to Everything. I'm Jamie.
I'm Tim.
I'm Alex.
And we're going to talk about the movies of 2016.
Yay!
So, I have a list, but I haven't really... It's not finished in terms of order. I don't know. By the time this post, I will have the order and probably have the post on my web blog done. But in the meantime, I do not have them ordered as of now. And I think Alex is the same way.
I'm kind of the same way, but I'm also like a big so far in 2016. I haven't seen Hacksaw Ridge. Haven't seen Fences. Haven't seen Moonlight. Mm-hmm. There's a lot. I'm like waiting to finalize my list till I see these. But
we should talk about the movies that were really bad in 2016.
Should we do that first?
The dishonorable mentions. I think so. Yeah, because it'll be a quicker topic.
Okay.
I have six that I really did not like at all.
I have five.
I'm not saying we have to a certain number, but I just these are man. Some of these are I was really excited for too. But
are they in order?
No.
Okay.
But what are some of the worst ones of the year? Anyone you want to chime in?
Well, I got Assassin's Creed. I saw it in June. So unfinished. There was a scene with a storyboard and a subtitle.
Perfect.
But it was awful. And I hear from what I hear
that wasn't the final cut.
From what I hear, it was pretty much the same. Yeah. It was like it was so bad.
I avoided it. I heard it was bad, so I didn't bother.
I mean, I still want to see it eventually, to say that I've seen it, because I love both of the actors. Like, they're both, I love them both.
What I think went wrong, and I don't know, once again, if this is in the final cut, I didn't know that it was a prequel to the games, so just be warned.
Well, I've never played the games.
It's a prequel?
It's a
prequel. I knew it wasn't really following the story of the movies, but okay, that's weird.
And they didn't tell me that before, so that's why, like, everyone in the theater was super confused with the whole thing. And then Dan was like, oh.
And it was that makes sense, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. It was awful.
Here's one I didn't like. I'll get this out of the way now. Because Ghostbusters was bad. Not because they're females. I love all of those actresses. I love them a lot. Did not like the movie. I love Paul Feig. Katie Dippold. She's a good writer. Like, I like The Heat. I like Spy. But for something about this film, all the jokes to me didn't work. The cameos, Bill Murray was weird. It was really weird.
That was a weird cameo.
Dan Aykroyd's cameo. Ernie Hudson had the best cameo. It was like a build-up to her uncle. Or was it uncle or cousin? I think it was her uncle. He kept talking about her uncle. And then it was a payoff. Just the film was just bad. I don't know. I didn't like it.
I'm so glad you said that. Because I'm like... Kate McKinnon was awesome, but besides that, I didn't really like it.
See, I liked
it.
All of
Kate McKinnon.
All the girls.
Yeah. I thought it was enjoyable. I saw it in IMAX.
Huh.
And that was one of the first times that I've seen them use the entire screen.
Oh, really?
With the 3D. Like, they had the ghosts flying out of the screen with, like, the laser stuff that was going out. So it was like, it was a blockbuster, and I had fun.
Do you want to say one, or should I go?
Go for it, because my mind's not loaded.
Suicide Squad.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Absolutely awful. Go on YouTube, watch the Everything Wrong with Suicide Squad. Will Smith... Every other line, he has to remind us that they're villains. Literally every one of his lines.
They're not even that bad.
Yeah, and then the whole thing is like, oh, villains can love too. Literally every one of them, they have to show that they can love. And it was just, oh my God, it was a train wreck. Such lazy intros for the characters. The way they do it, they're like, oh, I'm having dinner with this guy. I'm going to tell him about the characters. And that's how they introduce all of them. Like, really? These are classic. Like, Harley Quinn, you can't think of a better way to introduce Harley Quinn than that. Like, really?
My question is, why was she even there in the first place?
Yeah, well, I think it was...
That's true.
She's the moneymaker.
No, I know, but like there was an argument, like, why not have, like, the story about them trying to go after Joker? There was a reason why she was needed. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff.
And it was like, I would go see a Harley Quinn standalone movie.
Sure.
She was awesome. She was great. But just everything around it was just bad.
The story was god-awful.
I heard that they're doing Gotham Sirens, right?
I think so.
They're doing a...
Yeah, there's a movie with her in the lead.
And they're doing Poison Ivy. It's like all the female villains of Gotham. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for that, but I'm not excited that David Ayer?
Ayer.
Is directing
it. Well, I feel like it may not have been David Ayer.
He had 6 weeks to write the script.
Yeah, I just feel like it was everything around it. Because I like David Ayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he was really good. The Watch.
Fury was amazing.
End of Watch, sorry.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was great.
He does good stuff. I just feel like I think I had a huge discussion with people about DC movies
oh, yeah.
versus Marvel, because Batman versus Superman was also 2016, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's just, it's just too much. I thought
this
much.
Was worse than that.
It was. They're saying both. Something. They're yeah. both. Yeah, but like, I think like, it's just trying to do too much without any patience. Yeah. Like, Marvel earned their Avengers. Like, Justice League has not earned its place.
Oh, yeah.
And yep. I feel like if you went a little bit slower, then by the time Marvel kind of blew over, like once Marvel's finished, then the Justice League may have actually been ready yeah. to go. So I feel like with Suicide Squad, they just tried too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the same with Justice League. It's yeah. going to be way too fast.
Civil War was a huge, like, anything you can do, I can do better from Marvel to DC.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, man.
I will say, though, so obviously, we like a lot of people involved with these films. We're just not a fan of what came out
yeah.
of the outcome.
Yeah. I was so excited for Suicide Squad, and I was like, mm-hmm. no.
No, one of my least favorite films of the year was Lights Out.
Yes, I was going to say
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
My God, people loved it.
I know.
I loved it.
I could not stand that movie.
It was so bad.
Oh, man.
It was like a shitty version of Darkness Falls.
Darkness Falls. Same it's a tooth fairy in Darkness Falls, right?
Sure, but it's yeah. the same light thing, I think. You have to be the dark and light. Yeah, same element.
But, like, it was a short film. And yes, I feel like a short film was amazing. I hear that's amazing. And I feel like it would have worked as a short film. But, like, it got so ridiculous towards the end. Like, even with... Like,
okay, remind. I saw the test, so tell me what you saw.
Well,
I saw it 2014.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah. Damn.
I saw it early.
Damn.
Well, I mean, it was just nothing. Like, they're saying, you know, you need to leave this house, like, you know, because she's trapped up there with that girl, blah, blah, blah. And then that night, like, she gets a note that says, help me, from her mother. And she's like, oh, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to tuck my brother in bed. Like, it was all so, like, just nothing happened until, like, and everything was really forced to. There's one thing, you know, yep. when they brought out the UV light.
That was cool.
That was fun, but then there was a whole thing where she grabs the thing and she goes into a room and you see, like, as in the audience, like, you know, it's a pretty wide shot. You see these handprints all over the wall.
Yeah.
And she comes out and she looks over and she's like, oh my God! Because of these handprints that are already there.
Yeah,
and then she just moves on. And then it was just like nothing made sense.
I laughed at the movie a lot.
I did too. Really? And like, yeah, I really hope that
what
you saw was better and like this is kind of a way to.
And when we were just talking before this, it made me think of Lights Out. And I was thinking, oh, I wonder if it's in my top 10. And I kind of went through and I was like, just barely not. But I loved it.
Whoa.
I got home and I was like, I turned on the light and like just the sound of the light switch freaked me out because of the movie.
See, the opening sequence was amazing. The one with, I forget his
Billy
name.
Billy Burke.
Yeah, I loved that. Like that entire sequence was amazing. And so I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
That was like a good short film in its own.
Yeah.
That basically was a short film.
I mean, you guys have seen somewhat, it. Yeah, his wife was in the short film and she was in that scene.
Yeah.
Cameo. She's the one with the, yeah. But everything else after that, like, oh, man, I was so happy that I went to see it at a very, very cheap theater because I was like, that just, oh.
So I went expecting to like it at a drive-in, double feature. The first movie was Suicide Squad. That was my second time seeing Suicide Squad. I was so mad. I'd seen it now 3 times. The third time, they made fun of it at Cine Family, so that was okay.
Wait, so they showed Suicide Squad first?
Yeah.
And then
and you still didn't like Lights Out after seeing that?
Nope.
Like, it's usually like if you see a bad movie.
I laughed more.
Then it's like.
wasn't for the reason they want me to.
Wow. Yeah, no, I really wish I could have seen what you saw.
I don't know if you guys seen this movie.
It might have been the same thing. I don't know. Maybe I just liked it. But, like, I don't know.
I feel like it was just. Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed very, very.
I've never jumped that high in a horror movie before.
What scene?
I didn't like that. I can't. It was like 2 years ago. I can't even remember. But
because
like,
none of those scares got me.
I think it was the UV thing.
Okay. Well, at that time we had seen the trailer, and that was in the trailer.
Yeah, so the trailer hadn't come out.
If I hadn't seen
anything
from it, so, I may have.
Okay, I got you.
A little bit more.
Movie I didn't like. I'm amazed that it's technical Marvel, but Hardcore Henry was bad.
Oh my God, that was awful.
That was Marvel.
No, Hardcore Henry. I was marveling at its technical ability.
Oh, that's
like,
just
it was Marvel.
I was like, what?
Well. It was done really well. That's why I appreciate like what it did, but I just didn't like it. It was so bad.
I was so excited for that movie. I was so excited.
I was kind of excited for it.
Because it looked like a video game, and I was so excited. Mm-hmm. Just everything about it. I wanted it to be over so fast.
I want to see it just because it's been one of my main ideas for like a movie is to have it like a big world event in a POV kind of setting. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw that trailer, I was like, oh, like this is basically what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is incredible what they're able to do with it, because I'm like, for them to be able to capture all that, that's fucking amazing. Yeah,
it's so well done.
But like, the actors were terrible. The writing was awful. Like, when it got to the end and like the big reveal happened at the end, I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is just awful.
Like, is it like a Jason Statham movie POV style?
No.
It's all POV. It's just really bad. It's real bad. It's just unrelenting. It's frustrating.
Wow.
And it's just boring, mm-hmm. which is weird.
Mm-hmm. Another one of mine is The Neon Demon.
That was a letdown a little bit. It wasn't bad.
I liked the first three quarters of it. And then huge spoilers. Once she dies, was like, what the fuck? Like, it was, like, just, it was almost like Nicholas Winding Refn, like, just being like, oh, is this how you make a movie? And it's like, yeah. And then he was like, is this how you do it? And it's like, no, stop. Just stop. Go back to what you had before. Keanu Reeves was awesome, but he just went overboard, I thought. With the eyeball thing, I was like, I don't know what this is anymore. And I saw it at Film Independent, and they were like, you're going to need a drink after this. And I was like, really? They had a wine reception after? And I was like, is it that bad? And afterwards, I was like, I need a drink, like. Just give me something.
Yeah, really.
Wow. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but Rules Don't Apply.
I haven't seen it. Who was in that again? Is that the, really? It's Warren Beatty's movie, right?
I hated it.
Wow.
So much.
No kidding.
It seemed like it was Warren Beatty being like, look at me. Look at me. Because the movie is not about him, but because he's the writer, director, and producer for this movie. And is this the first thing that he's done like that, or does he do that often?
No, he wrote. No, he didn't write, but he directed and acted in Dick Tracy.
But then he didn't write it.
No.
This writing for all of the scenes with this guy in it was
Howard Hughes.
Yeah. Like, all of the scenes with Howard Hughes was just so, like, unnecessary. Unfucking necessary. And, like, the love story was, like, the whole movie was not about him. And, like, you don't, like, I love the first half of the movie. Or, like, the first third of the movie. Because you don't really see Howard Hughes until a certain point. Mm-hmm. As soon as he was actually on screen, I could not stop. Wow. I hated the movie. Though I loved the other two
actors. Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah.
I don't remember the female.
It was just so self-indulgent.
Like, was it slow?
I mean, it was slow in the worst way possible. Not because it was not... It was, again, just like, oh, watch me act. Just watch me. Just watch me. Just watch me. Just felt like that. Mm-hmm. And people were really pushing for that to be in the... And I hope it doesn't get any recognition, because no one really... It did not do well either. Like, they had so many stereotypical ideas of what things were and just kind of went overboard. Like, she's supposed to be... The girl's supposed to be this, like, really good little Christian girl. Mm-hmm. And they went with, like, such a stereotype of what a Christian was that it was no longer a real person.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We should just get through them really quickly. I would just say a couple other ones I didn't like. I was really excited for, stupidly, Independence Day Resurgence.
Thank you.
And I did not like it. It was really bad.
Yeah, that was one of mine, too, yeah.
I was semi-kind of excited for X-Men Apocalypse, but it's gotten so bad. Like, that was... After Future Past and First Class, I was like...
Liked Apocalypse.
Yeah, I liked Apocalypse.
See, I thought it was really bad. It was just really boring.
I went into it thinking, oh, it's going to be bad, and then it was like, nope.
Well, I saw Phoenix do her thing. I was like, yes.
But, I was cool with it.
Yeah, no. And then Yoga Hosers, Kevin Smith's movie, was... Oh my God.
Awful.
I felt so bad. Like, I thought it would be good, or at least fun.
And I want to add one more to your list. The Boy, last January.
I heard it was bad.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And Keeping Up with the Joneses was fun at times, but it was not funny. Like, John Hamm's in it, and it was fucking great. He was great. Gal Gadot was in there, and she's great. And then it's just, it wasn't as funny as it could have been, and there's so many good people there. It's just, it's like Ghostbusters. It was so many good actors, and it just didn't work.
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. So, okay, so top 10 best of the year. Tim, you got a smile on your face.
Okay, this one, I know it has lots of mixed feelings with lots of people, but I really liked Snowden.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Huh. I haven't seen it
yet. I mean, I'm a huge JGL fan from the beginning anyway.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
But because there was the documentary...
Citizen 4.
Citizen 4.
Yeah.
I haven't finished the whole thing yet, but then after I watched Snowden, I went back and I like looked it up and I started watching the first half. But the thing that, as important as that documentary is, and you should definitely watch that in addition to Snowden, you shouldn't just watch the movie, you should watch the documentary. But the documentary is so dense. It's just so much fact that what Snowden did was it kind of made it palatable for people who weren't documentary fans or people who are going to sit through that. Like, it made a lot of these things, like the concepts that they're trying to really say, that like when you hear Edward Snowden in the documentary say certain things, you don't necessarily see what's actually happening.
Yeah.
Especially people who, you know, don't care about these things. But when you see, you know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt go through these things and see how this, like, in like a story setting, it actually becomes a lot more palatable. And so like as soon as I got home, I put my phone down and I put like a piece of paper over my camera. I got really paranoid. Because, I mean, it wasn't like a thing that I ever doubted that this is possible, but then, like, it just made me really reevaluate the way I look at the stuff that I do.
Yeah.
And I thought they were great performances, and I thought it was a good one. I really liked it.
So, I have an order, but, again, that will probably change, but The Nice Guys.
Oh, my God, I love The Nice Guys.
It was really fun. Shane Black has always been a pro at getting, like, these buddy cop movies. I mean, he wrote The Last Boy Scout, he wrote Lethal Weapon, and he wrote and directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, so he has, like, a knack for this kind of film, and he just nails it. It's really the casting. Once he gets the casting together, it's all golden.
Yeah. How about Russell Crowe's comeback?
I love
that. Was,
That was great. I had one, like, really small development problem with that movie, but it was, like, in the middle. Yeah. But other than that, like, I thought it was great. It was fun. I liked the Ryan Gosling, the, you know, kind of the polar opposite movie almost, you know, the really goofy, funny guy and then the really sweet, you know, singing guy. It's really, really cool.
Yep. So what do you got there?
My number one was obviously
number one. I was going down.
Oh, we're going down.
Yeah.
We're going 10. Okay.
Or, I mean, if you're going to go, if you're going to go through order, I would say just
10.
Yeah. 10 up.
Oh, mine isn't in any order. I'm just
I know you weren't, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I know you weren't.
You fucking don't do anything in order.
If we're doing that.
You're out of order. This whole court is out of order.
So I know a lot of people will have a problem with this, but I really like Finding Dory.
I did too.
Okay. It's a good movie.
So, I know, I wish it was up for more stuff. And I know a lot of people are like, Zootopia is better.
I don't think Zootopia was better. It was all right.
The reason I love Finding Dory, I like tear up every time I start talking about Finding Dory. I think that Finding Dory is the only movie I've ever seen where all the characters have disabilities and they don't get over them. They learn to deal with them.
That is really cool.
It was so cool that they're not just like, oh, now if they're blind, they can see, or, you know, whatever. It's like they learn to get around that, and it's so, so sweet. And I love that message for kids. It was just so awesome.
Yeah, that's really good.
Speaking of animated movies, though, one of my top 10 was Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
my goodness. Shit, like, talking about where has this kind of stop motion been? Fucking amazing.
I have not seen that. Is on my list.
Just the message of the hero's journey and it was my number 5.
Was it? Oh,
yeah.
It was beautiful.
It is so nice.
Yeah, and I'm really sad that stop motion isn't. It didn't make that much.
No, I know it did bad. I really wish people saw it.
Mm-hmm. But definitely see it. It's worth it for sure.
Number 9 for me. Again, this all subject to change. Sing Street.
I love Sing Street.
I watched it New Year's Eve. Fuck, man, that's a good movie.
Yeah,
I need to rewatch it. Was jet lagged and I fell asleep.
I actually saw it at Sundance and it was slightly different at Sundance.
Really?
Yeah, and I liked both versions, but the big problem I had about this new one was, you know, the last song that plays while they're driving the boat is Adam Levine singing it. In the Sundance version, it was Glenn Hasgard singing it. And so it had such force behind it, and I was like, oh, this is amazing! And then I try to find that when the soundtrack came out, and it's not existent. It makes me
sad. Wow, that sucks.
My number 9 might surprise people, because I haven't heard on any top 10 list, but The Shallows, I really, really like
it. I really wanted to see it. I heard people were really surprised by that one.
Yeah, I was very surprised, and I don't know if it was because I saw it right before Independence Day, and it was like such a, you know, oh, wow, this was so much better because this is so bad. But I really liked it. Hmm. It was cool.
I don't know what number it is. Sure. This is another one I liked. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
I haven't seen it.
I had no idea what that movie was about going into it. I thought it was going to be a Tina Fey, like, farce about a war.
Yep.
But it's not. And, I mean, Martin Freeman's amazing in it.
Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie was fantastic, and Tina Fey was delightful. Mm. Like, she was really real, and it was really surprising, because like I know her from, you know, 30 Rock. That's all I think about Tina Fey, but it was really good, and it's based on a true story, and I was really pleasantly surprised by that one. Mm.
Mine is one that, like you mentioned, no one talks about, and it's a small film, Midnight Special. Jeff Nichols' first film of 2016.
I think we talked about this.
Yes, right? We did. Yes.
I actually didn't like that one.
I really didn't like it either.
Yeah, I know. No, I know.
But a lot of people did. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it was that I feel like I need to just see it again.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
One of the biggest reasons I loved it is that it was a cool sci-fi concept that was low budget. That was kind of where I want to make films. That's the range I want to make films. Low budget sci-fi, a little more thought-provoking and a little less reliant upon special effects. That's where I want to, that's my wheelhouse, I think. And I just enjoyed it a lot. I like Jeff Nichols, everything he's done so far. I haven't seen Loving yet. I would definitely want to see
Loving.
Yeah,
he did that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Loving.
But I mean, Mud, I mean,
Take Shelter is fucking awesome. One of my favorite movies of all time.
I heard Shotgun Stories was good, but he always works with Michael Shannon.
I will see anything with Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
So.
He wasn't in Loving, though.
He wasn't? That sucks. Because they've been trying to get him in every scene.
I don't know.
Every movie.
He may have been in one or something. I don't remember, but I don't remember him in Loving. Okay.
What do you got next?
My number 8 is Deadpool.
Oh, what?
Oh,
gross. Yes.
No, I was like, what? Are you crazy?
Get out of here.
I'm sorry.
So I saw it with my dad right before I had jaw surgery where they broke my jaw in 4 places. But it was great. I love Deadpool.
You must relate, though, because Deadpool had his mouth shut.
That's true. I was watching it, actually, and I was like, oh, my God, this is funny. But, yeah, it was so funny. I think it was revolutionary, I think, for superhero movies. They were trying to do the R-rated stuff, DC. Once again, everything you can do, I can do better, kind of a thing. But, yeah, it was great. It was funny. Surprising Golden Globe nominations. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. That was funny to see. There's a sentiment that this guy, I was getting the comic. Went to a show today, Alex and I, and you buy something at this comic book shop to get early access to seating. Oh. So I always buy some comic. I sent to my brother, and I bought Deadpool the Duck. It's like a mix. They mixed up somehow.
You bought that?
Just for the fuck of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then the guy at the comic shop was like, oh, that's what I'm tired of, is Deadpool stuff. I'm like, dude, relax. Because a character's popular, it shouldn't be something hipster reason to hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hate that shit.
I'm going to go with Hello, My Name is Doris.
I haven't seen this yet.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it.
What is that?
It's
a Michael Showalter film.
Yeah, and it has Sally Fields in it.
Oh, okay.
And Kumail.
Oh,
that's right. What's the guy from, what's his name? New Girl.
Jake Johnson?
Not Jake Johnson. Schmidt from New Girl.
I haven't watched it. I don't like Zooey Deschanel.
Anyways, it was just such a sweet but heartbreaking story at the same time. And the way it ends, I was very I don't know how I feel about it, because it's not like a happily ever after, but it is at the same time. So I really enjoyed it, and she's always, fucking amazing, so.
Yeah.
And she's adorable in it as well. Yeah.
She is Doris.
She is Doris.
Adorisable. Okay, do it. My number 7 is Nocturnal Animals.
This is a big one I need to see.
One of the most without saying anything, one of the most disturbing intros. For seemingly no reason.
I am so excited.
But I still can't figure it out.
It gives you that feel. As soon as you see it, you're like, oh, this is what we're in for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm stoked to see this.
Just don't look it up. No. Just enjoy it. It was a really good movie. Michael Shannon, of course, we talked about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking great. Amy Adams, Jake Gyllenhaal, all good. Aaron Taylor Johnson, didn't he win Best Supporting?
He won Best Supporting,
Golden Globe, What do you got? All right.
So mine, we've talked about it, but mine is Don't Breathe. I love horror. I had to put a horror on here on my list. So my number 6 is Don't Breathe. It was great.
That's
Best horror of the year, I think.
The next one I'm going to go with, this one's I'm pretty sure no one's seen it. It was a Mexican comedy called No Manches Frida.
No.
Which means, I think it just means fucking Frida.
wow.
It was, it was really funny.
What is that?
But it was a really funny comedy and very endearing, but it was kind of over the top in the best ways possible. It's about a guy who, he's coming out of jail. And right before he got into jail, he had this heist, and he left the treasure buried in a specific place, and this one of his old friends left it there, and so she picks him up, and they go over to the spot, and now it's a school.
That sounds like Blue Streak.
Is it? I don't know. But then, like, so now he has to be he, like, applies for work there to go underneath and, like, dig in there and then try to, like...
Yep.
Is that it?
Oh, my God. So, we went to a podcast tape and they mentioned Blue Streak. And, yeah, Martin Lawrence goes to jail, hides diamonds in this unfinished building, turns out to be a cop station, and he has to pretend to be a cop to get those diamonds. It's pretty funny.
Oh, well, yeah, no, it's...
That's weird.
Pretty much the same story, just this one's a school.
It sounds
and
good.
Like, but then the funny thing is that the kids are just nightmares, and so he becomes the teacher that's, like, taming them.
Nice.
It's hilarious. Like, I really enjoyed it.
My number six is Hell or High Water.
Yes. Ooh.
Great fucking film. It's like a modern-day Western in a cool way, and it has a lot of cool, like, themes about... the financial crisis a lot of people find themselves in, just people living in the middle, you know, in the Rust Belt or anywhere in the country is low class living. So it's really good. Really good. Jeff Bridges is great. Ben Foster is great. Chris Pine's great.
Yeah.
It's one of the best movies I think he's ever been in.
Yeah.
Probably the best, but good film. Good film.
I was just about to say, I'm surprised we have that overlap, but that will come later for me. I love Hell or High Water. My number five is Captain America Civil War. Because I thought it was so fun, and just Spider-Man was awesome, and Ant-Man was awesome. Just all the chemistry between them in the airplane hangar. And I love that actually Captain America had an actual winner in the Captain America vs. Iron Man fight, whereas Batman vs. Superman kind of didn't.
Yeah, there wasn't a winner there.
It was great. I loved it.
The next one I'm going to go with is Lion.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, Dev Patel. Patel.
But that kid you said should have won.
That kid was... friggin' amazing.
Which was him as a kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is him as a kid. Yeah, and it's just a brilliant movie, and it's so sad, just ready to cry.
Damn. I gotta check it out.
Yeah.
My number five, we already talked about it, we don't have to talk about it again, is Kubo and the Two Strings. Really great. Leica, go watch it. If you haven't seen it, it's fucking awesome. More adult than kids, I'll say that. Adults would get more out of it.
Yeah.
So my number five is unfortunately, very unmentioned in the award circuit is Christine.
Oh, I know.
And
oh
my gosh. I think it's so underrated. Yeah. Rebecca Hall's performance is so underrated.
So good.
And so I had to put it in my top 10 because it's so good. It's about in case you guys don't know, it is about a news reporter in the 70s that shoots herself on air. And it's a true story. Mm-hmm. And it's about basically why she did it. There are so many theories about why she did it. And it includes all of them in the movie. And it's great. You should go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I know there were, again, like, some people really liked it and some people didn't like it, but I really liked Magnificent Seven.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really liked it. Because, I mean, I haven't seen the original, but it was a great... I thought it was just done really well. The audio for it was really great. I hope that gets... And that's also James Horner's last score.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Wow, no kidding.
So, beautiful music.
My number four is Don't Think Twice, Mike Birbiglia's second film. If you loved La La Land, you'll love this because it's about failure and accepting that and learning to live with that.
I'm writing down this title.
It's a really good film. It's about an improv group called the Commune in New York City. Mike Birbiglia is in there. Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah.
Jillian Jacobs. And it's really funny. It's really touching. But it's amazing because he made it because Sleepwalk With Me was his true story about he had like this sleep issue where he kept waking up and acting out his dreams, and people mistook it as I became a stand-up comedian because he was like, no, it's about finding your own success in life. So he wanted to make a film about failure to kind of counteract that. So it's really fucking awesome. It didn't get enough praise, and I think it's really good.
I think it's also because people didn't know what to expect, because I didn't know what to expect going into it, and I didn't resonate with it as much because I think I just wasn't prepared for what movie it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it on any of the streaming services?
It's on Blu-ray.
Okay.
So, rent it.
My number four is 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, yeah.
I really, really like that movie. It was so, like, contained, and yet it was, like, so intense. It was great.
I had problems with it. The fact they tried shoehorning it into the Cloverfield universe... because it was another film to be in with, and they had to reshoot the entire last scene when she gets out. So it kind of pissed me off. And then there's a lot more questions than answers now, because what the fuck's that have to do with the alien creature?
Well, in my mind, it's like, I think Bad Robot can call any alien movie or, you know, space movie, a quote. I feel like it's an anthology
thing. I'll fucking like, make one. I'll make one right now if you want me to. I'm looking forward to seeing the God Particle. To see that's that'd be about. Great.
This one, again, none of this is in order. I'm not saying this is number three, but Bad Moms was hilarious.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
It was a surprise for me because I expected it to be, like, super, super stupid. I mean, it was, the whole message was it's okay to be not the perfect mom.
Or sure.
Perfect anything. So it's okay to not be amazing and embrace that, you know, and, but then don't let that be, like, you know, you can, it's okay not to be perfect, but then it's still important to try.
Yeah.
You know.
My number three is just came out. It was supposed to come out in October. Got pushed back for award season. A Monster Calls.
I want to see it so bad.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It's fucking cool. And it's based on a book. And I think the book writer was also the screenwriter. So it was just a beautiful film. It's really well acted. The kid, Louis McDougal, it was shot a couple of years ago. So he's already like past puberty. It's really weird to see him. He's grown a lot since because the Arclight story is at the end. It was like, holy shit, he's like so old now.
Yeah.
And Felicity Jones, I think that's her best movie of the year. Fuck Rogue One. Honestly, she killed that performance. It was so touching. And every time there's a movie about cancer, it always hits me harder, I think. But
yeah,
it's really good. And, you know, it's about him coming to terms with his feelings towards his mother dying slowly. So it's pretty cool.
I didn't know it was that deep.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's really deep.
It looks.
I want to see that.
So
my number three is Hell or High Water.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It put me, after I watched that movie, I was on like a bank robbery movie stint for a while. So I went home and watched The Town again. I went and watched, what's the...
Tower Heist.
The one with Al Pacino.
Heat.
It's really old. No, not that one.
Wait, no, you're not thinking of Dog Day Afternoon?
Yes, Dog Day Afternoon. That was great. So it was awesome. Just put me on a bank robbery thing. It was cool.
Okay, so I really liked Sing.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything either way about that film.
I honestly thought that was much better than... it was so much better than Secret Love of Pets. But, like, it seemed like watching the trailer made it look like it was going to be a competition movie, and it really wasn't. And it was another one of those movies where it's like, you're not going to get to where you think you're going to get, but don't stop trying. And it's okay to be scared of certain things, but then you have to just push through it. It's like, it was a really good message for the kids, I feel like, and lots of good music, and, Taron Egerton, who was in Kingsman, he sings, and he's a beautiful singer.
Yeah.
Very, yeah.
I'm glad a lot of these animation movies this past year definitely had a lot of good messages.
Yeah.
Zootopia was about, you know, accepting people in races and different creeds or whatever, and then, you know, with Dory and disabilities, and it's good. Right now, as the list stands, my number two is La La Land.
Okay.
Oh, game changer.
I mean, it's so hard to pick. I was telling Alex earlier, these 10 films, I'm going to buy them all in Blu-ray eventually. I don't buy a lot of Blu-rays anymore. Mm-hmm. I barely rewatch any movie, but I want to rewatch all of these 10 movies. So at present time, I watched La La Land twice now, and I fucking love it. I love it so much, but it's hard because I love both these top two so much. So,
yeah.
Go ahead and say your piece about
that.
I just want to wait till the next time.
my number two is Arrival. I loved it. I thought it was so smart. It did what Interstellar couldn't do with the whole bookcase thing. I thought that was really dumb in Interstellar. So I think Christopher Nolan went to see Arrival and he was like, well, I should have done this. It was awesome. Just the twist was great.
Yeah.
It was so, so, so smart. One of the smartest alien movies I think I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Again, this isn't in any order.
Sure.
My number one is, for me, La La Land, for sure. But Edge of 17 was also something that I really enjoyed. First romantic Asian lead that I've seen in a while.
Yeah, we did talk about that one time. Yeah.
And I think it was just such an awkward... Like, if Mean Girls was done honestly, it would be something like Edge of 17.
That's
like,
cool.
It has no flair. It's just, it's hilarious. It's depressing. It is very honest. And it's, I forget her name right now. Haley
Steinfeld.
So fucking brilliant. She's amazing. So I really enjoyed it.
I really liked her in True Grit, too. She was awesome.
Yeah, she was so good in True Grit. But yeah, it was a really good, and Woody Harrelson and her together, and this was just amazing.
Yeah.
Which I heard is not a lot of the movie, right? He's not in a lot?
No, he's not in a lot of it, but...
He was in a lot of the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, the recurring person.
Yeah, but
person.
To pull.
Right.
She did a great job.
My number one is, right now, Arrival.
Oh, wow.
I fucking love that movie.
Bruce Fitzgerald. Okay.
Yeah. Spoilers. Yeah. No. Arrival was one of the smartest sci-fi movies in a long time. And I guess the source material, I still haven't read The Story of Us.
I think that's what it's called. Yes.
The Story of Us.
Yeah. And it's just so brilliant how it does time travel, how it does just basic story explanation, like the beginning. You know, going in, her daughter died, and it's rough. But then what comes out of that is just insane. And
yeah.
And the screenwriter, who, by the way, anyway, he got kind of pigeonholed into horror films for a while.
Oh.
Like he rewrote the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street, like one was one of his first things, and a couple other things. Oh, yeah, Eric Heisserer is the guy. He wrote all those horror movies, and he also wrote this year Lights Out.
Oh, he wrote Lights Out?
He did. I liked.
For the and then he writes Arrival. And he had to fight to get the scene where she's explaining, like, a lot of the reason why she had to go through and try to communicate with these aliens a certain way. The scene where she's on the dry erase board explaining why this sentence is so important is what he told the producers to get them to understand. And then they're like, well, you should put that in the movie then. And that became the movie. Like, that was, like, legit. Here's why this is important, because this is this and this. And, like, you know, she's breaking down the sentence. Like, that makes all the fucking sense. And it was real. So.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why it's my number one.
So, my number one is La La Land, for sure. I've yet to see it again. I've been out of the country.
Oh, my God.
I need to go twice. Yes. I don't care who I go with. I'll go by myself. But, yes, I love La La Land. I think we've talked about it a lot.
We have
past episodes, yeah.
Ad nauseum.
So you guys know why I like it, but yeah, for sure. I think that's set in stone, number one. I don't think that's going to change at all, but we'll see.
Yep. Yeah. So there's our essential list right there. Really quickly, we got to talk about the communal film. I'm going to make us all watch a movie I've been wanting to see.
Okay.
So we have to watch it for next time. Green Room.
Oh, I want to see that so much.
I know.
So
I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's great.
Yeah.
You have?
Yes.
Okay.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I have it on Vudu, too. Somebody gave me a thing a long time ago. I have no excuse why I shouldn't
watch it. We should watch it because I don't have Vudu.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We'll and and then lastly, I just wanted to mention my 52 pickup for this week, a movie I watch every week, representing my youth and how I grew up and watching films. And for this week, I watched Cool Runnings.
Oh, yay!
And Cool Runnings, man. What a fucking... I forgot all about that. Surprisingly enough, I didn't know. It was obviously based on a true story. That same Winter Olympics, 1988, in Calgary, was the same set piece for Taron Egerton's Eddie the Eagle.
Oh, my God!
I guess even in that movie, they mentioned the bobsled team, Jamaican bobsled team. Like, so that's
Yes.
That's really funny. I didn't know that.
Wow.
So, yeah. But Cool Runnings really holds up pretty well. I mean, it's pretty fun. Obviously, it's one of those films I talked about a D2 where they don't always win. Even that sometimes can be boring, but that was really fun. And it goes by way faster than it. I remembered it. Like, I thought there was more, like, if an enemy like D2, like there's another team, they admire the Swedish and most people are dicks to them, but there's not really a villain per se. And honestly, they, in the real life situation, they were pretty, everybody was really nice to them. So
yeah, that's good.
That's good. Yeah. That's why they're Olympians. They're nice. They respect each other. Theoretically. But, yeah, that's my movie for 52 Pickup. And that's our show for tonight. Be sure to tune in next week as we talk some films, including Green Room. I almost said Don't Green Room.
Don't Green Room.
There's enough Don't Breathe, Don't Think Twice. Enough Don't movies. Tell me what I should do, damn it. Not what I shouldn't do. Well, this is Not Quite Hollywood. Follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/NotQuitePod. notquitepod@gmail.com if you have any questions or emails, long form emails you want to talk to us about,
questions, comments,
Twitter is good for that too. We're not damn it, I always fuck up. NQH pod, sorry, we couldn't get the other one. It's shorter anyway, you can get to fit more of your bitching at us in the 140 text. And follow Alex's blog,
I'm falling apart.
Yeah. Yes, and I'm at I'm Guy on a Wire, where this post and 52 Pickup post, and of course, if you're ever in Universal, try to get Tim as your guide.
Oh, yes. He'll or follow me on Instagram at TimJimLimArtist.
That's right.
Oh, yes. If we're doing that, I'm at me and my blazer on Instagram.
I think I'm at Guy on the Wire, but don't quote me in that. I don't do Instagram, though, so I should. Maybe I will by the time this posts, but... Anyway, episode 42 is done. That is the answer. My name is Jamie.
I'm Tim.
I'm Alex.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.